getting all my ducks in a row for our feedback segment, which will start in about 20 minutes. Some interesting things for us to discuss today. The VA issue and more. But first, let us take a look at some of the behaviors of others so that we can compare it to our own lives and possibly feel better. Cops in Toronto managed to pull off a pretty impressive crime-fighting trifecta on Saturday night. I'm not going to say it's great detective work. I think it just kind of fell into their lap. So here's what happened. A guy stole some coats from a store and took off running. As he was running, he ran into the street and was hit by a car. The driver took off. Okay, that's hit and run. So the cops started chasing him down for the hit and run. When they stopped him, they found drugs on the passenger. So, passenger arrested for drug possession, driver arrested for hit and run, and the thief was arrested, that's right, for theft.
Cops are saying, dang, all this paperwork, man.
We're going to call it a night. He also wound up with a bad leg injury from being hit by the car. So there it is, the trifecta of crime fighting. Recently, a guy in Williamson, Illinois, named Larry Lotter, collapsed while he was out at a bar with some friends. We're not sure how old he is from the reports, but photos and news, maybe late 40s, give or take. Everyone assumed it was a heart attack, and several people wanted to help, including a 32-year-old by the name of Brian Kugler, who got down on his hands and knees next to him. But what no one noticed was that Brian was actually stealing Larry's wallet. And after an ambulance took Larry away, Brian used the cash to buy the entire bar a round of drinks, including Larry's date. Somebody want to explain to me why Larry's date didn't go to the hospital with Larry?
Well, maybe it was a blind date and they just met. She didn't want to get involved. You know?
I don't think this is going to work out tonight, baby.
Yeah.
Luckily, a security camera clearly caught it all on video. He was arrested, now facing 2 to 5 years in jail for theft. Also, it turned out Larry did not have a heart attack. His doctors aren't exactly sure what happened, but they say Brian might have slipped something into his beer.
He was roofied. Okay.
Gee. I still want to know why the date didn't. Man. Can you? Anyway. All right. And last but not least, a woman was at a Burger King in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina on Tuesday of last week and ordered some cinnamon rolls. Mmm. Cinnamon minis, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Problem. They were stale.
Uh-huh.
That's not good, is it? That's
well, that
not
takes
good eats.
Me off when they're stale. Ooh, it makes me angry.
It's not good eats. Well, then there's a couple ways you can handle this. The woman started shouting at the employees. Sure. You know?
I shout when the city menus are not
bark,
right.
Bark, sure. Bark, bark, yeah. Bark. And then she threatened to shoot up the place, and the employees said, okay, at this point we're calling the cops. She took off. The police got there after she was gone. No arrests have been made, but they are looking for the cine mini upset woman who made death threats.
Would you ever get that upset over some bad food to threaten to shoot up a place?
No.
You know what? When I yell at the fast food workers, which of course I do all the time, I think it's like when a human speaks to the dog. That you're saying something, the dog just goes, blah, 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 blah.
Liver snaps, blah, right, blah, right. Blah, 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 blah. Barky the dog, blah, blah, blah. No, I only got that upset at my mom when she just messed up food in the kitchen. That's the only time I got that upset.
Oh, goody. Mm. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Right, this is kind of the Where's Waldo of jokedom. I run through.
We try to find one that's actually funny. Is that what it is?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where's the funny?
Uh-huh.
As we talked about in the entertainment news, the 2014 Billboard Music Awards went down last night. Ricky Martin performed his new record, Vita. Okay, so the full title is, remember that song I did 15 years ago that also had the word Vita in it? Anyway, so that's it. The performance...
That wasn't it.
No, that was not the funny joke. Thanks for pointing that one out. The performance by the Michael Jackson hologram has gotten a lot of praise. The hologram was so realistic.
How realistic, realistic was it?
People refused to allow their children to go near it.
That may have been it.
Chris liked that one.
It even had four much less talented holograms behind it.
Well, no, Tito knows where you live, man.
That may have been it, too.
May have been. Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Harrison Ford, Mel Gibson, Antonio Banderas, and Wesley Snipes were all in attendance for a press conference in Cannes to discuss Expendables 3. though, actually, the conversation just kept drifting back to rheumatoid arthritis. And, you know.
You know, I watched the first two Expendables movies.
You're going to watch the third one. I know
you
are.
I will.
Yes, you will.
You know, they're stupid. They're violent. They're
you feel
dumb,
obligated, too.
But,
yeah.
You know, they're sort of enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know.
David Letterman came out and said he feels horrible about the role he played in helping to humiliate Monica Lewinsky back in the 90s. Then he went on and launched his latest round of V. Stiviano jokes. Playboy introduced Kennedy Summers as the 2014 Playmate of the Year. Isn't it funny how pretty girls always just happen to have such pretty, sexy names? It's never like, here's your Playmate of the Year, Myrtle Grochnik. You ever notice that? Yeah, anyway. Donald Sterling says he's worried V. Stiviano will release revealing photos of him in bed. Which is good, because seriously, I've been trying to settle a bet over whether it's physically possible to be even more revolted by Donald Sterling.
Please. Oh, my goodness. You remember when that Brett Favre email was going around and you scrolled down and there it was? Oh, we don't want that with Donald Sterling.
There it was.
Oh, we don't want that.
Oh, God, there it is. Oh.
I need a warning before that comes out.
What was his number?
Four.
Which number are you talking about?
That's appropriate. The LA Clippers have been eliminated from the NBA playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Sterling hasn't been this disappointed since the ending of 12 Years a Slave. Huh?
Okay, all right.
Last one.
Yeah.
Nervous laughter there. Please, let's
man up and laugh. That was a funny one. The New York Times chairman says gender bias had no part in firing the executive editor, Jill Abramson.
Right.
He simply thought she made a lousy cup of coffee.
She's giving the commencement speech today at Wake Forest.
I'm sure she is.
Sharpening
Please.
The knives right now.
Yes, indeed.
Please use all the information we've provided to you for good and not for evil.
In 2014, bumper stickers aren't enough when it comes to advocating a position or showing you actually care about people or causes. Plus, millennials don't even drive cars anymore.
Then what can I do to express myself?
Lucky for you, there's hashtag activism. It's an easy way to let your voice be heard on an issue and show everyone you care without actually having to do anything.
Check this out. Hashtag free to bet.
Right on. Free to bet. No one should have to pay for Tibet. It should be free. What's Tibet?
I mean, hey, why bother posting inspirational quotes or liking pages on Facebook when showing you care is just a hashtag away?
Hashtag feed the starving children.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, let's go get something to eat.
Hashtag all you can eat buffet.
Yeah.
Find out more about hashtag activism at hashtag desperate for attention or hashtag my life is meaningless today.
Feedback at 8, the Jerry Vader Show at 9 on WSAU.